Today from Navadeep, we've telephoned to Calcutta, to Dum Dum Park, our temple there, where Sripad Bhakti Lalita Akinchan Maharaj is on the line. Sripad Bhakti Lalita Akinchan Maharaj, my Dandavat Pranam to Your Holiness.
Hello, Ananda Prabhu.
Maharaj, first of all, you are there with His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Sunda Govindadev Goswami Maharaj, and yesterday was Nrisingha Chaturdasi.
Yes.
Could you kindly share a little of that festival and what happened?
It was a big festival yesterday. It must have had about 150 people. And Srila Gurudev went down in the afternoon and he spoke for about 45 minutes. He mostly spoke in Bengali, so I just caught a little of what was going on. But he was talking about how on this day he came to the lotus feet of Srila Maharaj and how living at the temple of Gurudev was so kind to him. That little bit I got.
And he arrived at Chaitanya Sarasat Mat, in fact, early in the morning on this day of Nrisingha Chaturdasi.
Yes.
But the main festival each year is held in the afternoon because Nrisingadev, he appeared in the evening.
Yes. So he came down to the temple maybe at about 4:45 and spoke till about 5:30 or a little after, and then he had some kirtan. Sripad Iskinchan Maharaj spoke for a short while, also in Bengali. So us English speakers were just left to try and snatch little bits that we could understand.
And after the lectures, it was kirtan and prasadam?
Yes, the prasadam, of course, was very nice, Ekadasi-type preparation. Lots of preparations. I don't know half the Indian names. I just know they were good.
How many people attended yesterday's program?
About 150 people. It was quite a nice crowd for late afternoon.
In general, how is Srila Gurudev's health keeping?
Srila Gurudev's health is good. You know, he's never in excellent health and always has difficulty with little things, blood sugar, spondylitis, etc. But in general, his health is good and he's in a cheerful mood.
And in general, in Dum Dum Park, how many residents are staying there, the brahmacharis and servitors?
From the west, there must be about 10. An Australian couple just left yesterday. We have maybe 3 from Argentina, maybe another 3 from Australia, and 2 from Brazil. And then, of course, Sripad Siddhanti Maharaj and Parvat Maharaj are here as well. And Goswami Maharaj, myself, Bhakti Lalita, Jamuna.
And how many would you estimate is this standard crew, as it were, for the Bengali devotees staying in Dum Dum Park?
I'm not so sure. I would guess about 15.
And the daily activities in the temple, what service are they mostly doing?
I really don't know. I've been living up here on the veranda.
Hearing the mangoes drop on the garage roof.
We've been feasting on mangoes so many. Now that I'm leaving soon, tonight, so many mangoes. The mango season is really just beginning.
We're all very happy to be kept in touch via your imonk.net web log with the various activities there, such as the mangoes dropping down and your service of honoring mangoes as prasadam.
Yes.
Also, we read there that tonight you will be leaving for Russia. So what is your mandate for this journey?
Well, I'm going to the Ukraine first. Tonight I leave for Kiev. And I will meet Sripad Avadhut Maharaj there. Earlier this month and last month, Sripad Bhakti Siddhya Goswami Maharaj and Bhagwat Maharaj were there for some big Vaishnava festivals that were held there at the end of April and the beginning of May. And those were very successful. We can see some of the pictures on the web. There were maybe 3 pages of pictures from the Ukrainian festival, one of the festivals. So most of those are over now, and Abhidhuta wanted me to come now because he wants to follow up on that, and I'm supposed to go on some tours to the various cities around there, starting in Kiev, working down to Zaporizhia, Donetsk, and down to the coast of the Black Sea, the holiday resort of Odessa, which is very European-like. And the idea is just to keep the momentum going now that the big festivals are over and lots of people have come forward and many people have taken initiation to visit these cities where they live and try to keep that momentum going, try to inspire them, answer some of their questions like that. And that's really the qualified person to do that, but Abhidhut Maharaj has some appreciation for me, and I appreciate the fact that he allows me to help him in his service, because we see Gurudev is so happy with the service that he's doing. In such a broad way, he's conquered Russia, really, and now all his attention, or most of his attention, is going into the Ukraine to try and get things going there. Srila Gurudev is always very pleased when he hears any of the activities that Abhidhut Maharaj is engaged in. And my fortune is that for some reason he likes me and engages me in this way, travels with me sometimes and sends me out on my own. And it's a great opportunity for me to do some real service by helping him. I know Gurudev is pleased with this.
It must be quite an experience to go to these countries, which only a very few years ago were literally behind the Iron Curtain, without any access, really, especially wearing dhoti and kota for the sannyasis to go there. What specifically do you feel today is different there than you'd experience by going to some other country, like in Europe or Asia or, of course, America?
Well, it's true that for so long these people were locked, as it were, behind the Iron Curtain. But now that Abhidhut Maharaj has spread Krishna consciousness in such a broad way, and so many people have taken shelter of the holy name, we see so much enthusiasm, because for so long these people were repressed, as it were, couldn't engage very openly in any kind of religious activity. And now that they have the freedom to do that, they're coming forward very enthusiastically. Previously, if you listen to Goswami Maharaj, who used to preach there 2 decades ago, he used to say how they always had to accentuate the cultural aspect of Krishna consciousness, because it was okay with the authorities if you were preaching about Indian culture, yoga, etc., but religion was out. So now we can speak quite openly about the religious aspect, which is what we want to do. But the people are very enthusiastic to hear this, and after being restrained for so long, we find that their faith is very touching, and they're eager to hear. And we have some opportunity to help connect them with Srila Gurudev, we feel ourselves to be fortunate.
This new enthusiasm,
yes,
this enthusiasm that they have in these countries, is it specifically directed towards Krishna consciousness, or is it towards everything which is like newly come into their countries?
Yes, well, it's towards everything, because everything is new for them. Suddenly they have some kind of democracy, the free market rule. So they're eager to get many of the things that were restricted. So any kind of Western clothing, music, etc., is very popular.
And are they regarding this as Western or as Indian?
No, this is regarded as Indian, but they have enthusiasm for so many things because these were restricted. people have some appreciation or even experience with Indian culture. They've read many of the books, mostly Mayavadi books, but they have some understanding of Indian culture, and so it's easy to reach out to them. Many of the places we go to, they'll say things like, oh, I've read a book by Sai Baba or this Baba, and what do you think about this person? So it's an opportunity for us to enlighten them.
And of course, Srila Gurudev himself, Srila Govinda Maharaj, he's very keen about the preaching that's taking place there. And many devotees, they are asking, will His Divine Grace be going to Russia and to the foreign countries this year? So what do you think is this possibility?
Srila Gurudev is keen to go if his health permits.
And do we have some estimated itinerary or time?
Yes. You're breaking up now. I'm only getting snatches in your conversation, but I heard the question. Srila Gurudev is thinking that if his health permits, he'll go towards the end of July. That's the time frame that he's been talking about. There's still things to do. Jamuna Priya is working on the visas, etc., and they want to get all of these, this paperwork taken care of, that if Gurudev's health's okay, then they can go.
And will
but
you...
if not, of course, you know, then this will be adjusted. He'll have to go sometime later.
And will you be staying there until July or returning?
No, I will go to the Ukraine tonight, and I will probably stay there for at least a month or 6 weeks and then try to go to Russia. I still don't have the Russian visa, but I should be able to get one fairly easily in the Ukraine. If that happens, I'll go to Russia for a while and then maybe back to the Ukraine. I should stay for at least 2 months, and then this will take me to the end of July. So the Gurudev is going there on his tour. Of course, I'll just stay for a couple of extra months. But if not, I'll probably come back early August.
Today is also another special day, or this time is another special time, that it is the 10th anniversary of the scsmat.com, the official website of Sri Chaitanya Sarasvati Math. And it is indeed Your Holiness who got the ball rolling and who started this website and ran it for so many years too, directly. Maharaj, has the website developed in those 10 years in the way that you thought it would?
No. When I started working on the website, the whole field was new. When I wanted to program the page, any pages, it wasn't like I could go out and buy a book on how to produce a website, but you had to look at other people's pages and look at their source code and try to figure out how to do things yourself. So it was really in its infancy. And when I did eventually put something up on the web, it was a static site, just who we are, where we are, some addresses, and a few books. And then over the next few weeks, we updated that, added some color fonts, and this is all very much an experimental stage. But by the 1st of October, which is about 3 or 4 months later, we actually had a fairly large site in the sense that we had all of our books listed, all of the centers around the world listed, sample chapters from many of the books, maybe 8 of the primary books that you could read online. But the site was static. It was just where we are, who we are, etc. And I had no idea that it would develop into the dynamic weblog that it is today. Nobody was even blogging back then. The term wasn't invented yet. But then it really started to blossom because he started adding pictures every day and some news of what Srila Gurudev was doing every day. And I know in California, everybody I knew that had a computer had the Math web page as their home page, and they'd be very upset if they logged on in the morning and there wasn't some new update. So it became very dynamic, and people could log in every day instead of bombarding Srila Gurudev with email, you know, how are you doing, what are you doing, etc., they could read about it in the web, they could see pictures of Srila Gurudev, and then especially when the Govinda Kunda was being developed and the Seva Ashram being built, every day we'd log in and see, oh, they've poured concrete and now they're doing this and now they're doing that. It was very exciting times. So at the time, way back in 95, we had no idea that it would move in this direction.
Indeed, in 95, it was the very early days for all websites, because yes, probably the first websites went up in 93, was it?
Yeah, maybe 94. The end of 94 was when it first started coming into the consciousness of a few people. But prior to that, in 93, when it began, it was really just for scientists. The HTML was a hypertext markup language that scientists could use to send papers amongst themselves, and the hypertext was the links that you could click on and then see the footnotes and other references cited within the documents. But then somebody got a hold of that, some bright spark, the founder of Netscape, he saw some potential in this and so started bringing it to the public. But in 95, yes, there were very few websites. There were very few people who had domain names. Just to give you some example, when I got my lcd.com domain name in maybe August 95, you didn't have to pay for it. It was free. And then maybe a year later, you had to start paying $50 for the name. And then the name started getting taken up.
Maharaj, in the last 10 years, then, the whole of the web has developed to some form of maturity, and yes, our website has now developed to over 3,000 pages by the grace of all the devotees contributing.
Yes.
And also there are various languages and various affiliated websites. Maharaj, how do you see the web going in 10 years from now, for instance, for our
website? Things are always so difficult to project. But just in these last 10 years, so many things have developed within the web. We've had CGI programming, PerlScript, JavaScript, and then more recently these flash presentations. You can download sounds, all kinds of music files, video. As you know, on our own site, you put up videos all the time, and then this interview itself will be available as an MP3 on the web. So many things have been added just in the last 10 years. Unbelievable directions. And the formats of the web itself, the HTML 1.0, had just some basic formatting techniques. But once the web started to become popular, the developers wanted to have more control over their web pages, just like in a magazine. You want people to see it in this particular format, in this particular color, with these particular fonts. And with the original HTML 1.0 specification, you couldn't do this. And when Netscape came in, they started introducing some tweaks where you could change the fonts, etc. And that became the standard. So these outside influences pushed the direction of the web, and the standards and the specifications had to play catch-up to these. So I would expect in the future it's the same thing. People, more control of the web, this will push the direction. And of course, now the web is taken over by business. It's so commercialized now. Even, you know, in 97, we didn't have any advertising on the web. Now you can't go to any website without getting all kinds of banners and pop-up windows and annoying advertising that consumes all of the time while you're waiting for the page to download. So this will undoubtedly push the web into newer directions, this commercial aspect.
Maharaj, before going to Russia, then would you like to say any last words about the circumstances there in Calcutta, about the daily life and what you've seen living there on the veranda with His Divine Grace? Something that the devotees can just share with the feeling, the flavor, if you like, of Dum Dum Park.
Yes. My feelings are all selfish because I've been up here on the veranda with Srila Gurudev most of the time, and Srila Gurudev's health has really been fairly stable. Earlier this year, as everybody knows, his health was so precarious and we didn't know what was happening from one day to the next. But
this is when he was in Mexico and in America in particular.
Yes. And now, in the 2 months that we've been back, and since Gur Purnim, Gurudev's health is fairly stable. And so he's in fairly good spirits every day. He talks, he gives some talk in the morning. He can't speak for too long, unfortunately. Usually 20 minutes to half an hour, and then he gets tired. But it's been very nice up here, and I've had so much association with Gurudev. I'm just amazed that he keeps me around for so long.
Well, I have a semi-selfish question too on behalf of all the devotees in Navadvip. Everyone here is always asking me, any news of His Divine Grace coming to Navadvip?
Yes, I don't think for some time. The difficulty is traveling, and even though the roads are so much better now, it's still difficult because it's a 3 to 4 hour journey, and if the road is rough, it's difficult for Gurudev with his spondylitis, etc., even wearing a neck brace. Maybe you can tempt His Divine Grace with the mangoes and the lychees from the mat grounds.
Indeed. Maharaj, many thanks for speaking with us today. We wish you a very successful preaching mission over there in Ukraine and in Russia. And of course, our eyes will be regularly checking the imonk.net website that you're keeping us all informed through.
I pray for the blessings of the Vaishnavas that I may be able to try to represent Srila Gurudev's beautiful conception of Krishna consciousness to the Russian and Ukrainian people.
We look forward to hearing your reports from there, Maharaj. Again, my Dandavat Pranam to your holy feet.
Dandavat Pranam.